探戈杂谈室。
大家好，欢迎回来探戈杂谈室，很久没有上线了，因为来宾们自从那个疫情结束之后都非常的忙碌，要么去演出，要么就是去演出、啊、所以可以跟我对谈的、老师们现在比较少、就要花、等比较久的时间才能跟老师们约上线。但是呢，今天等待是值得的，因为今天是、探戈界的传奇、来跟我们一起上线。那、这个老师呢、他的资历非常非常雄厚，因为老师的年纪说实在真的也蛮大的、那大家如果去兜兜蛋狗上面的话是可以找到他的简历的，所以看得出来老师是多么的惊人。好，那我跟老师呢是在、日本终于第一次相见。那蛮有趣的事情是，老师是我一个粉丝页的粉丝推荐给我的，也就是说我跟这位粉丝其实从来都没有见过面。那他有一天他就跟我说张伟伦，他都这样直接叫我的名字张伟伦。那个我有一个很好的老师，他都会来我们这边乌拉圭教课，那我推荐给你，老师会去日本，那你有机会你就去跟他上上课。我想说啊，太好了，那我这次去日本的时候就跟老师约了两堂的私人课啊，那这个感觉真的是非常的温暖。在跳舞的时候觉得啊，老师之所以是一位大师，就是因为他在这些拥抱跟舞步里面好像完全的了解我，让我在跳舞的时候是非常的温暖啊，让我非常的、舒服这样啊。那在也很幸运，因为日本他们是要走路然后去搭地铁之类的啊，所以在一路上就可以跟老师聊很多啊，他关于探戈的想法，还有他怎么这样子来从事探戈的职业这样啊。那所以我很高兴老师愿意上我们的 podcast 来跟大家聊聊天啊，那我们就开始咯啊。 So let's welcome Carlos Rivarola. Hello.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hi, good. You?
Nice to meet you. Fine,
nice
thanks.
To meet you.
Fine, thanks. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yes, Happy New Year. Okay. Could you introduce yourself to our audience?
No, it's okay. I think you tell something about me. I'm so grateful to have a meeting with you and to speak about tango.
Yes.
Something. I want to say thank you because you are spread out tango in your country. You are dancing our culture, our tradition, and then I am happy to share with you and with the audience something I understand about tango, something I feel about tango.
Yes, at least podcast is about how we feel about tango, how we know about tango, but not about the steps. That's why I want to start this podcast, because when I dance tango, I feel a lot the spirits and the feeling when we dance, and the steps, like the results of all the culture, all the spirits. That's why I dance tango for 20 years, but I know you dance much, much more. So how about your experience in tango now?
Well, my experience, I don't know, it's just I feel to dance. I feel so happy to share tango with many people around the world, many countries, many people dancing tango, and to I feel people have tango feeling. When I can't teach tango feeling because the people have a very warm feeling about tango. I think when I teach, I share some elements to understand how to use the elements and to express tango feeling through the dance. Because when we dance, we express something we feel from the music, from the people, the partner who we are dancing. Also in the tango salon, we express also what we feel from the other people. And then I share my experience with the people are many countries, and I feel people have a different country, different style of dance. And then I think that is okay, it's normal, because people have a different tradition, this different style of life. And when people dance, also express the style of that style of feeling or life in each country. And then I have an inspiration from people when I watch in Europa, or in Japan. Also, I've been in Hong Kong and Singapore, and then I feel also in Korea. I feel the style of dance are different, but it's big inspiration, because I feel they are express a nice feeling from the music they are dancing. And I think is when we the steps are just not steps. Steps are something we use the step for express to share with the partner. Something we feel from the music, and then we share, and then we dance in harmony together from with the partner. And not only with the partner, also with the every people are dancing with us in the salon. We share our feeling, and then that is very very nice, and very is very more deep feeling when we dancing in the milonga salon, because we feel the other people dancing, and they give inspiration, they give emotion to share, just not only with the partner, just with everyone. That's I think it's a very important to understand. If we are not doing steps, yeah, we are express our feeling with us, not doing steps.
You mentioned that you noticed that the dancing styles are different among different area, like in Europe or in Japan, Korea, Singapore. Yeah. Then what's the difference? How do you feel they are different in these different areas?
Well, the difference is just if in the embrace is different, just when what they express somebody express more rhythm about tango, somebody express more the melody, the music, also how the interpretation of the music is different, because it's normal. We are, and nobody, I think nobody have to share to spread like Argentine, because we are Argentine are different, and then it's more it's nicer when people are expressed like they are, not it's a Japanese dance like Japanese, have to dance like Japanese, not like Argentine, not copy. But that is my opinion, right? I enjoy when they watch some people dancing. Also, for example, Japanese are for the embrace are so is because they are different culture. It's not normal embrace another people for dance or anywhere. And then I feel when they are dancing, I feel something strange they feel. But I feel they enjoy the moment that they are dancing, they express. Also, in Italy, they're more funny to dance, the funny style of dance. But I enjoy it. It's not like Argentine, but it's like Italian. But it's nice to watch them, to just share with them the dance. I guess also the Russian people are dancing very nice, but they have a more ballroom style of dance, because they are the people who are dancing tango now, they're coming from the ballroom. Mm. And then they express about the elegance, the style of the stepping up, embrace. I like also how the technique they have to dance, and they practice a lot, very much. And then that's a feel. Mm. Each country are different. And when they come to Argentina, watching the milongas and everyone a different style, I feel very nice. I enjoy it.
Mm. Yeah, we said that dance will express who you are and how you are. So yeah, so how our living environment, our living style will affect how we dance. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I think because look, for example, in jazz or tap, it's American style of dance. But many people around the world, they dance jazz or tap, and they are very good dancers. But the American dance very different, because they create that style. But other people around the world, they dance very well. Also, in salsa or kizomba, or it's a Latin style of dance. But I watch many people dance very well in China, in Japan also, in Europa. But it's different than really the Cuban style or Mexican style of dance, or Puerto Rico. And it's in every traditional dance have a different style of express the feeling just through the dance.
Do you know there are five types of tango in the world?
Five types?
Five
really?
Types. Yeah, one Argentinian tango, then ballroom tango, and actually there is one in Taiwan. We have one our own tango in Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I know the ballroom tango it is, but that is like English style, more sport dance, because ballroom is a sport dance, and they create, of yeah. course, they created a long time ago, about I think in the 50s, they created the style of dance, the ballroom style of dance. They put the tango into the ballroom, yeah. And there is a more sport style of dance. But I didn't know the Taiwan style.
We make it very simple, only few steps. Mm. Yeah, and the men who dance, their embrace is like this. They give you the
okay.
Yeah, like this. It's very interesting.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. The meaning is people have to enjoy the moment dancing. Have to enjoy to and share with the many others, and then to create harmony, you know. And then this, I guess, I don't like to be very strictly about it, because tango never was strictly. Always around from the beginning to now, tango changed many times. The style of dance, the style of music, is from the 1900 to 1920, in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s and the 60s, tango changed every times. A style of dance, the music, the singer, everything changed around the time. Because I think it's normal if it's people, because when we dance, we express our style of dance. And then the meaning is, I don't want to be very strictly about how to dance, or but of course, it's, the most important is don't kick people dancing. That is the most important. People that have not to fear about your dance. We have to respect the others. But then you may enjoy and share with somebody your style, your feeling.
So if we, the most important thing about tango is enjoy ourselves, then how did you lead the students to do the better tango?
It's not just to enjoy ourselves, no, it's just to share with somebody our feeling.
Yes.
We practice, we have to practice, we practice to be, to keep the technique to be free when we dance. That is very important. When we dance, we have to be free about, I don't have to dance what I want to dance. I have to dance what I feel to share with somebody. And then the other person also share with me her feeling. And then we dance together, we share our feeling in harmony, but not dancing what I want to dance, dancing what I feel to dance at the moment. That I think is very, very important to understand. And also to understand I have to practice a lot, because if I am a good dancer, the other person will be happy dancing with me. Mm. But if I am a bad dancer, the other person will suffer dancing with me.
Suffering.
If I am a good dancer, we enjoy together. When I'm a bad dancer, my partner suffers dancing. That's why it's very important, I think, to practice, really to be a nice dancer, to share with the my partner, right?
Mm. Then what's the best moment to you in a milonga?
I don't know, any. No, there are not the best time in the milonga. Do you think? I don't understand.
Well,
what is the best, what the best you, moment?
What do you enjoy most in a milonga?
No, I don't know. It's many times. When I dance with somebody, I like the dance. I enjoy very much. Also, when we have a meeting with chatting with another person, I am lucky because in many milongas I Sunderland, Sin Rumbo was a very famous milongas in Argentina. Mm-hmm. I have a chatting with the old milongueros. Mm-hmm. And they tell me many stories, many things that they give me many elements, experience to understand what is coming. So that I feel very nice when the milonga finish. We stay there until 6 o'clock in the morning, just chatting about the stories, the experience they have, and I learn very, very much at that time. This is, I enjoy very much that after when milonga finish, we continue chatting and making many things very happy. But also, I enjoy when the people. When the atmosphere or the people respect each other, because when I dancing, I feel how everyone are dancing, and then I feel they respect the style of dance, not just dancing like too much power, too much, you know, strong dance. And then when I enjoy when the people are a good dancer in the milonga. Also, of course, when I share somebody nice dancer, no, it's and when I drink some whiskey also. It's
that's your
milonga. Nice.
Which milongas do you like to go most?
No, there are not one. Now here in Buenos Aires, I like in La Parrilla is a nice milonga. And Marabu also have a nice, very nice. And La Viruta, Gente Amiga is very nice milonga. They are doing very good atmosphere. Well, many Pipicucu is nice also. It's Balmaceda is also Balmilonga. It's very nice. Grisel also. Grisel have a nice also in Milonga. And now they have a very new remodelized the salon. It's very nice, very beautiful. But there are many, many milongas in that's Buenos Aires I like. Yeah. And around the world I like in Palermo, yes, I don't remember the name now, but it's nice. Roma also nice. There are many milongas in Ireland also are good milonga. Yes, but I don't remember the names.
It's okay.
Well, Japan is my second country. I like very much Japan. Is now a nice milonga. Ica Plus is a very nice place, and I like milonga also.
Why did you connect with Japan so deep?
I don't know. Just I'm going to Japan from 1984.
Yeah, it's very, very.
Was the first time I've been there for a show with the Mariano Mores Orchestra. And then we did a show 3 months around Japan. And then after every year, I go 2 times a year, every year. I don't know why it's 1984, every year, just 4 years I go to Japan. Whoa. Yes, every year. I feel I'm just like a half Japanese. Yes. Yeah, I am half Japanese. I have many friends, and then we did many shows with many orchestras, with the Sesteto Tango, with Colangelo, Federico, Leopoldo Federico, José Colangelo, con Mariano Mores, and we did many shows, and then also with lesson. No, I am going to make a lesson. Really, I don't know. It's something. I think it's something in my other lives. Before life, I have connection with them, with Japanese people. We create some connection. For me, it's just normal to be in Japan. Have many friends, of course, many, many, many friends there. I love the Japanese food, Japanese sake also, and Japanese whiskey is very, very nice.
I try one Japanese gin, it's so good.
Yes, very good.
Yeah, very
good. They are great. And Japanese is people who work very hard also.
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel that how they work, and sometimes they travel a long time to have a tango lesson. And I remember in 1989, yes, I have a student from Nagoya in Japan, and they say, somebody say, oh, I want to go to Argentina to learn tango about 2 years. I feel surprised because they come 2 years for learn tango here to study tango.
Yeah.
It was, for me, was amazing. But he come from Nagoya, come from to study, live here in Buenos Aires 2 years learning tango. So it's for me was a big experience because I feel how serious they are to really keep the essence of tango, no? To keep the how, and then he now is living in Nagoya, organizing, and then also some lady come from 1.5 years, also from Nagoya to come here, and from Tokyo also. And then I feel how strong they have the passion about to understand. Just not just learning this, because it's not learning, just to understand how to express the feeling of tango through the steps, through the dance. They teach me very much, yes. Oh. The feel they teach me about how they learn, just not to do very difficult or very nice steps only. Just how they want to understand how to express their feeling through the dance, the tango feeling through the dance. So I start understanding, oh, something, because I feel in my life, the student teach me many things to really understand how can I share my experience with them. And then the Japanese teach me, the Japanese student teach me many things really to understand how can I have to share with the people how to share with the people. They are very serious about the hard work. And also for a long time, because in Japan, tango is from 1926. They have tango. Somebody introduced tango in 1926. Yes, somebody introduced tango in Japan for a long, long time. They collect many discs, tango discs, to then they buy here, come here to have a collection about tango, many, many discs. Really, Japanese, I think that's one of the meaning why I have the contact with Japan, because how serious they are really to share about tango feeling.
Yeah, if we have the students, they take a lot of effort to want to know about tango. They are very serious about the class. Usually, during that class, we want to share a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot.